Hey everybody, welcome to the Creative Podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Hunter, and you're in for a great show. Welcome back to another episode of the Creative Podcast. Of course, I am your host, Andrew Hunter. Before we get started today, I do want to remind you, please go to iTunes, Stitcher, leave a rating review, follow us on Twitter, at The Creative Pod. On Facebook, The Creative Podcast is there too. And of course, you can send emails, questions, comments, concerns, anything like that to thecreativepodcast@gmail.com. On today's show, guys, I do want to talk about really an interesting thing that I see happen a lot more in my personal life, but also just out with the creative people as well. And it is shop talk or gear talk, and let's even use this word, gear lust, and we'll get into that in just a second. I do want to say thank you so much for, again, subscribing on iTunes and Stitcher. It really helps. I cannot stress that enough. Last week, I actually had probably one of the best weeks for the podcast as far as downloads and listens. It was almost double what I usually get. I appreciate that. Let's keep that momentum going this week. Please share the podcast with your friends. It really, really, really makes a big difference to me as a podcaster. It really helps boost my confidence as a creative person. But I really feel like it will help reach a wider audience and allow for this show to grow. And that's always a goal with creativity, is you always want to be growing and changing and moving in the right direction that your vision sets up for you. So let's get right into the topic for today. On the show, like I said, I want to talk about gear lust. It's not always a bad thing, but kind of the way that I want to look at it is maybe not in a negative way, but I want to kind of challenge you not to think this way, because I think it is detrimental to your creativity. I was talking yesterday to a coworker, and she was like, you know, Andrew, I keep looking online, and you know, I want to ask your opinion, but I keep looking online, and everybody's like, well, use this kind of technique, or use this kind of technique, or try it this way. She's like, I'm just really confused. So I said a simple thing, like, well, what works for you? She's like, well, I like doing it just the normal way. And she was like talking about how to focus her camera, like you can use back button focus, or this kind of focus, or, you know, matrix focus. There's all these different ways of doing it, and the reason that they're all out there is so that way everybody has something that they're comfortable with. But the one thing I told her is, what makes you comfortable? What makes you happy? And honestly, it's not about the gear. It's about what you produce with whatever gear you have. Now, we all, every creative person, especially like in more of a technical field, like photography or sound or podcasting, we're always looking for that next greatest piece of gear that we can get. Oh man, this is going to make my podcast even that much better. No, not necessarily. A lot of times whenever I buy new gear, it takes me a month, 2 months sometimes to really get into the habit of using that piece of gear correctly. There's a learning curve typically involved in buying a new piece of gear. Same thing with a new instrument. I've had many people buy, you know, I've seen many people, and I've done it myself, buy new instruments, new musical instruments to play, and it takes them a month, 2 months sometimes to kind of fine-tune everything about the instrument. Guitarists, no offense to guitarists, I love you guys, but you guys can sometimes be the world's worst, but then again, you have so many different things that you could change about your instrument, so I understand why it's so difficult. You know, when you buy a guitar, there's so many different elements that help create that sound. For me, I was actually researching a little bit last night about this topic, talking about, you know, gear lust, but I was actually, you know, looking at some Jimi Hendrix stuff. I'm a huge fan of Jimi Hendrix. I think he did some amazing things as a musician. And he died way too young. I think I read he might have died in his 20s, maybe late 20s. It's just ridiculous. It didn't have to happen that way. But in any case, that guy did some really cool stuff. He used the gear that was available to him. He didn't wait for gear to be made for him or wait for, you know, oh, if I can just save up enough money to buy a new camera, I can shoot great pictures. I hear that so much. You might not be surprised, but I've gotten to the point now where I just keep hearing it, and I'm just like, ugh. I just shake my head and like, come on, you can create great pictures now. But with Jimi Hendrix, let's take him for instance. He actually took a right-handed guitar, restrung it to work as a left-handed guitar, like the opposite way that you know you see most guitarists play, and went about his business. Doing so gave you some really interesting sounds that actually happen as part of doing that. And one of the main things that happen as part of doing that is your pickups are kind of built to, you know, pick up the lower notes and the higher notes in the order that they're set up in. Well, he didn't change any of the pickups. He just kind of restrung it the opposite way. And one of the cool things that I was reading also, not only did the pickups like pick up different things because of the way they were set up, but also the strings. The tension on the strings, normally the tension on the higher strings, the E and the B string, are a lot higher because you have to tune them a little bit higher to get up to those notes because they're farther away from on the neck. Like they're the longest strings typically on the guitar. With the switching the strings around, they actually became the shortest strings. So they didn't have to be tuned as tightly. So the tension on them wasn't as tight. So he could bend the strings more. And so you were able to get these really amazing sounds that weren't possible a different way. Now, what I'm trying to get to is he could have said, well, you know, I could just, you know, make a guitar myself and do all these things. He just decided, let's just grab a guitar and just let me make it my own and do it that way. He didn't have a special guitar. It was just a Fender Stratocaster, just a regular off-the-shelf. You know, whenever you think about electric guitars, typically the first thing that comes to your mind is a Fender Stratocaster. That's just the normal, everyday guitar that everybody knows and sees and loves. And that's what he used. He just used a regular, everyday Fender Stratocaster. So what I'm trying to drive at with saying all these things is it's not about the gear that you use that creates your work. You know, it's not about that at all. It's about you as a creative person taking the time and taking your ability and your experiences and putting something out that makes you happy. And at the end of the day, that's really all that creative work is. It's there to bring joy to your life because that's it. You're built to be creative. You're built to be someone that makes things for your life. You know, you might not do it as a job, and that's fine. Everybody that listens to this podcast is not a professional creative person. I happen to be, and that's awesome, but it's not, you know, I'm in a kind of a corporate environment, which, you know, it's fine, but it's a little bit different. It's a little bit more restrictive, but I actually like the, you know, having that structure in my life. It's really important for me as a person to have structure. You know, I flounder without structure, as I think most creative people probably do as well. Now with that, I do want to kind of talk a little bit about this too, is again, I said, you know, using whatever gear you have, do things that make you happy. I was talking to the same coworker and I was telling her, like, you know, don't worry so much about making sure that your gear is all perfect and, you know, this and, oh, should I buy this lens? I'm like, no, what lenses do you have? Just use what you got. You know, you can make beautiful pictures with any camera. You know, there are many cameras out there that can make beautiful pictures. My iPhone takes beautiful pictures. It's not about the gear that you use. And this is true of any creative venture. There are many painters or artists or musicians that are always like looking for that next biggest thing. The next biggest thing is whatever creative idea that comes out of your soul and out of your heart. That's the next biggest thing. So I want to really encourage everyone that's listening to this today is take stock of what you have, not your gear, but what's inside of you. We talked a little bit about, you know, creating positive change last week on the last episode. And I really want to stress that again this week. Don't wait to do that because you don't have that newest guitar or that new keyboard or a new piece of gear that you're looking for to make whatever that you're making. Make it work with what you got. Normally for me, and this is just something I like to do, I usually, before I go out and buy gear, I usually try to homebrew it a little bit myself and actually make it my own. You know, try to do as much do-it-yourself things as I can before I spend money on it. Because if I do it myself and I see potential in it working, then yeah, then I'll probably go out and spend a little bit of money and actually, you know, purchase something that actually makes sense to me. So that's usually how I go about, you know, the creativity and doing it that way. Is I usually, if I have like a, you know, I bought this. I'm using, for instance, a boom arm for my microphone. You know, it's on my hooked up to my desk and it sits there all the time. It's like a little spring arm that they use in radio stations. I spent like $10 on it. It's not much, but either way, the one thing it did for me, it allows me to have my hands free and my there's no microphone actually on my desk, so I can actually do if I need to like look at notes or anything, you don't hear noises in my podcast. That is it might seem like a really small thing, but that wasn't something that was holding me back. That's just something I wanted to add to what I already had. But I had a mic stand I could use. It was just a little bit more cumbersome. So, that's a thing that helps improve your quality, but it's not something that's holding you back from creating. What I'm talking about is if I would have been like, well, if I had that boom arm, I could go out and make podcasts. Not true. I could take just my recorder and make a podcast. I've done it before. The very first episode of this show, the introduction episode, was done with just this, just my recorder that I'm using right now to record in my car. And I was holding it in my hand. So you can create wherever you are with whatever you have in your hand. You don't need the most fancy studio to take great photos or the most fancy camera. The camera I use, now, let me call myself out a little bit. I've said this, and I'm sure a lot of you will look into yourself, but be honest with yourself when I say this. For me, I've said this to my wife many times. I'm like, I've even said this to Jonathan Sierra when he's asked me, hey, are you going to go out and start doing more personal work? I've said to him before, and I'm guilty. I've said, I would go out and do more like concert photography if I had a better camera that, had better low light performance. Because I just can't get any good pictures with this camera I have. It's just too old. It's not true. You can, it would be more of a challenge, yes. But can you get great pictures? Of course you can. You just have to work a little harder. You have to, you might not be like the fastest in the whole world, but you can get the job done. I've shot a wedding with this camera, and it came out beautifully. You can do it if you try hard enough, or if you know the tools. Now, having gear lust or wanting new tools to play with as a creative person is not inherently a bad thing. But letting that be an excuse for you not working and not, getting better at your craft, that's the issue I want to talk about, I'm talking about today. So really take stock of what you have as a creative person and really make sure that you're not using what you don't have as an excuse for creating. I can't stress it enough. I really want you guys to make sure that you're not, really stopping what you're doing just to go over and look at a magazine. Oh, that camera looks awesome. If I had that, I could do so much better work. It's not the camera that makes the artist or the instrument or the paintbrush. The paintbrush doesn't paint the painting. The paintbrush is just a tool. A hammer doesn't build a house. A hammer in the hands of a carpenter can build a house. But not just the hammer by itself. And a hammer, just because, let me actually go give it to you this way too. Just because you go out and buy a fancy camera doesn't mean you're going to take great photos. The same way that an amateur or anybody that just picks up a hammer can't build a house. I couldn't build a house to save my life. But with the right tools in the hand of the right craftsman, anything could be done. I'm sure there are many people out there, and it happens all the time. People can use primitive tools and make some amazing portraits or amazing houses with very primitive tools. Happens all the time. So don't ever let the lack of having a new camera or a new instrument get in the way of you making something awesome. You have the potential inside of you. And I said this last week, and I'm probably going to continue to say this almost every week because I want you to really believe it, is you have the potential inside of you to create something that will change the world for the better. So take that with a lot of responsibility and don't let yourself get believe the lie that you need the best gear in the whole world to make great pictures or to do any creative venture that you need. Oh, if I just had a better laptop, I can create more graphic design. Now, would it be easier? Gear should make your life easier, not make it more complicated. And that's what a lot of, sometimes when you buy new gear, it can happen that way. So just look out for that. I want to encourage you guys, please, of course, make sure you are out there creating things. Take 5 minutes each day and create something. Make it a habit, and then pretty soon it'll become a lifestyle. All right? Creativity is not just something you do for money. It should be the way that you live your life. You should live your life in a creative way. Go out, find something that you can do that helps the world be a better place. That's my mission, at least as a creative person, and I hope that that would be your mission in the future as well. Of course, I want to make sure, just remind you guys, please do on iTunes and Stitcher, rate and review the show. Anything that I can change to make better, please let me know. I will definitely take it to heart. Send me Facebook messages, of course, at The Creative Podcast on Facebook. It's at The Creative Pod on Twitter. And of course, the email address is thecreativepodcast@gmail.com. Until next week, guys, I will talk to you soon. Of course, do not stop creating. Keep creating. I can't stress it enough. And I will not stop until everyone that listens to the show is living a creative lifestyle. Thank you, guys, and have a great day.